How do you make sure that your teammates are safe?
We are, that's the way our group is, just intense. I mean, chirping each other makes it fun, and it's just kind of the environment we have in our room on the ice. Whenever we step out there, it's competitive, and makes going out there worthwhile.
Do you say much on that account, or do you aim to lead by example in that way?
No, you don't need to say anything. I mean, I think guys take pride in their work and like working hard, and that's what we're here for. You know, you don't go out there just to tool around. It's not the way we do things.
When do you feel your team established that culture?
I think for the most part, everyone steps out there with a purpose, always have. It's just the way we've always gone about it.
Are you going to watch that game tonight?
I'm sure at some point. I mean, 6 o'clock in my house is pretty chaotic, so it'll probably be on in the background, but how much I'll sit and watch, you know, we'll see.
So how much of that for you becomes research at this stage, sitting down and watching that? How much of it is just being a hockey fan or being interested in what's coming down the pipe?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you're watching this time of year, you're more of a fan than anything. You know, the games are great. The intensity level's high, a lot on the line. So I think we're all intrigued by all the games and going to keep an eye on them just for the sake of enjoyment.
For you, what is the most value that you get out of having closed Minnesota out in 5 and having this break in time before you enter the next series?
Well, it's, you know, there's good end. You know, it's, you get into a routine and then you got to take a step back from it a little bit. So you try to adjust to it and use the time off to the best benefit you can. You know, you don't want to take your foot off the gas and, you know, lose kind of what we've built. So every time we're on the ice, we're going to go hard and try to accomplish something.
Injury-wise, seeing those yellow jerseys, the extra time that you have, how valuable is that when you're trying to get guys back into the line?
I guess it remains to be seen. You know, hopefully our health progresses. You know, we'll see what happens.
Could you hazard a guess how important getting into the second round and maybe farther is for Blake Wheeler or for Brian Little? You played with him for a long time. You know him pretty well.
Well, I mean, when the season's over, we'll have a beer together and talk about it, I'm sure, but we're in the midst of it right now. I don't think there's any real time for reflection. I don't think Blitz is, you know, satisfied or going home and pinching himself or anything like that. Obviously, it's been a long time coming, but you know, we're focusing on whatever the day is, Thursday or Friday, whenever our first game is. That's our focus.